This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The reality of spending the way the U.S. government spends is that the Treasury Department has to do a lot of borrowing. Borrowing that takes the form of bond sales. Just today, in fact, Treasury started auctioning off $112 billion in new bonds, bills, and notes. The total debt outstanding for this country since the beginning is now nearly $34 trillion. Actually, calculating who owes what to whom gets complicated, but suffice it to say, about a third of the debt held by the public is held by foreign countries, the biggest amount of which is held by Japan, followed by China, which brings us to this. It looks like China is offloading its U.S. treasuries. And if so, is that a problem? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
According to U.S. Treasury data, it looks like China has been ditching U.S. treasuries. Lots of them.
Total Chinese holdings of U.S. treasuries are about $805 billion as of August. And that's the lowest since June 2009.
Win Thin is global head of currency strategy at the bank Brown Brothers Harriman. Why China would be doing this, and even whether it actually is, in fact, doing this, is hotly debated. One theory?
They basically have to sell these treasuries to help support the yuan.
Selling treasuries is a fast way to whip up U.S. dollars, and China will sometimes use extra U.S. dollars to go out into the world and buy up its own currency. This artificially pumps up its value. It's like planting someone at an auction to drive up the prices. That is one idea. Another is that China is ditching treasuries because of trade.
You know, the trade barriers that were created under Trump and now continued under Biden, that's going to explain a large part of the decrease in China purchasing U.S. treasuries.
Kent Smetters is a professor at the Wharton School. With sand in the gears of international trade, China isn't earning as many extra dollars, Smetters says, and therefore isn't storing them as much in treasuries. Finally, argument number three for why China is getting rid of treasuries is that maybe it isn't. It just looks like it. Christopher Vecchio is head of futures and FX for Tasty Live, an options brokerage research group.
China uses offshore custodians to hold some of their U.S. dollar-denominated assets.
He says it could be that China is just hiding its treasuries so people don't poke around in its business. Whatever the explanation, this all raises the question of why exactly do we care how interested foreign countries are in our debt? Jesse Wheeler is senior economist at Morning Consult.
So we care about whether or not foreign governments or entities are buying U.S. treasury because it impacts the cost of borrowing in this country.
Here's how that works. The U.S. government has to borrow a lot of money, and it has to borrow it from somebody somewhere. Kent Smetters at Wharton.
That pool of people is just restricted to U.S. households. Then the government is going to have to pay a higher return on that debt in order to be competitive.
That would push a lot of interest rates higher, including on home loans. So as long as they stay interested in our debt, Japan and China could be saving you money on your mortgage. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.